But I haven't found it yet. You know that thing we spoke about that night that you said, stay with me. Sing. about that. No one was home. Couple days later, you found out I was there in the dark and on my own. Do-da-na-na-na, put it on. I'm not moving down. And this is going to be our last one. This one is for those things you just can't really get rid of. Maybe it's something you do, or someone you know, or a thing that you have. But you know it's no good for you. You kind of keep with it anyway. A little prayer to the people who have to deal with that every day, which I think is just about everyone. I don't want to mess with you no more. You get inside my head. Get inside my head. I don't want to mess with you no more. Get under my stuff around here no more. I'll get inside her head, live my free inside her head. I don't wanna mess around no more. Oh, get inside my head, live inside my head. But sometimes Fifth Business. You can find us on Fifth Business for Eyes on Instagram or fifth.business. Hope to see you soon.
the singing of the nightingale. Every time I hear her, I think of the moon on a not so blue. And I wonder how that same moon up above is looking down on you. And I took my time while the wind just blew, and the oak and the axe and the fall or two. Sat on a branch of a 20-foot tree and never knew what I was going through. I was blind, I was blind, I was blind. And I looked out over the windowsill to the wax and the clay, the wings I built. I flew up over the clouds and dale, so so high right to the sun. I was blind. And I flew up over the river's edge, looking over valleys for a hiding place. I was swept away by the rays of the sun, and I felt so free. With wings spread out, I flew just like a dove out from where I had been. On a gust of wind in 100 miles, found my way to a lonely isle. Down in the trees I could hear you sing a beautiful melody, pure and free. I was blind, I was blind, I was blind. And I found you hidden in a willow tree, and we flew back over the darkened sea. But as I rose, I felt my wings get hotter and hotter in a burning flame. I was blind. And I flew up so high into the sun. I was blind. But now I see. I remember falling ashen sky. I remember dreaming and wondering why. Like, why does the river fall over the canyons and come crashing down? And why do the leaves fall from out of the trees and turn shades of brown? And I fell back down to the riverbed from the heat of the fire that did me in. I'm back to the tree where I started from, and I'll see you again in the rising sun. I was blind, I was blind, I was blind. So I took my time while the wind just blew, and the oak and the axe and the fall of two. Sat on the branch of a 20-foot tree and never knew what I was going through.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We just heard Blind from Brian Carpenter and the Confessions, and Where the Bodies Lay from Mellow Bravo. And before that, we heard a set from Fifth Business, live in Studio D, and they're here for an interview.
Hey.
So I'm assuming the rumors are true?
Yeah, you've heard correctly.
You guys are just admitting to it without even hearing what the rumors are.
Dead to rights.
Because you just don't care.
Listen, we can't fight the people, all right?
Not all of them.
They're going to say what they're going to say. And we're just out here telling them, say it. Keep saying it. If that's if that's what you feel like you want to do. So yeah, they're true. We're owning up.
So not every one of these bands like that comes through here like stops in the middle and starts reading poetry. Like,
I was extemporizing.
Does that happen like when you forget your next song, or are you trying to branch out and be like artistic or something?
I think it was more, I was imagining someone frustrated because they're like driving and they're like fiddling with like the auxiliary cable that goes from their phone to their car, and they give up.
This is like our typical WMFO listener.
They give up and they're like, okay. And then they're up at the end of the dial they used to go to when they were kids. And they don't understand the music and they're scared. Or maybe they understand the music all too well because they're kids themselves and they're just looking for a retreat. And so they get a little bit further away from the comfortable part of the dial and they end up on little old me and my chums here. And I wanted to give them just a little bit of an entry point if they were coming in mid-set to get in there. And if they had stumbled in and they were waiting in their driveway because they liked what they were doing so much, I give them an opportunity to get into the house, maybe go to the restroom, put their bag and their keys down. If maybe they wanted a reason to maybe shut off, I was just given to give it that. Or if an entry point to snag them, really. It's just kind of inhabited that audience member. So if I'm speaking to you directly, if that in fact happened, you know, contact information, Fifth Dot Business, give us a shout. I'd love to mind meld with you again.
John, thanks for buying us time so we could tune.
Yeah.
do you guys like hate mail?
I like all sorts of mail. We're just really into attention, like children.
Mm-hmm. So I think if you want to get attention on the internet, I think you can just like troll.
Yeah,
I was doing something outrageous.
I was doing that for a while, yeah. But now I have an OnlyFans, fifth.business/OnlyFans, where you can watch us tune however we do it when we're in the comfort of our own homes, and that's what we've been garnering a lot of attention that way.
In the comfort of our own poems.
In the comfort of our own poems, our own homes, and our own domes.
So that whole tuning thing, like some of the greatest performances of the Grateful Dead, we're just them tuning for an hour.
I often find myself listening to whole playlists of tuning. I think that you can really get to know a band by diving deep into their dead air banter and corralling of the crowd to move back.
Well, the thing is, if they're comfortable with dead air, that's power, because the longer the dead air lasts, like there's more tension, and the audience is just like they get more and more nervous and scared, and you know, if you can just stand there and be silent, that's power.
And I think that's really what John was talking about. He was talking about the dead air season.
Yeah, maybe not. Really.
So we have like a secret weapon in the station here. If we feel like we want to do some dead air, there's like a CD. It's blank. If we want to do some dead air, we take the dead air CD,
put it
in there, and then just play it for a while.
Popping on.
Yeah.
And that's what gives Left of the Dial Radio such a bad reputation, unfortunately.
Well, we're kind of like in the middle of the dial.
Yeah, it's like the high side of the low.
Yeah, like when I was music director at my college radio station, that was like the worst thing in the world was the dead air portion.
Well, this is Tufts Freeform Radio. You know, there are some shows like in the middle of the night, students, they can do whatever they want, and some of them they just do like a show of just dead air.
I would put on like some 10-minute like drone song from Flying Saucer Attack or something like that.
I did a 10-minute drone song from Caspian earlier in the show.
You gotta love a little bit
people,
of dead
people
air.
People liked it.
I love a little Caspian. Eric, what would be your dead air song, my man? If you needed to fill up 10 minutes with nonsense, what are you popping on? This guy's got a blank CD. Richard's got the Flying Saucer Experience.
So I hate to bring up the kids, but I got a baby at home, and the other day I'm like, what is playing upstairs? And the white noise that my wife had playing on the Spotify playlist was like a hairdryer running, which was like a pretty aggressive white noise playing in the background. So
I think I saw that happen in a lightning bolt show at a Providence kitchen one time.
But I actually do think that this relates to our music, because I think that the avant-garde and the absurd is at the heart of Fifth Business, as it was at the heart of any number of our influences, be they John Cage, The Velvet Underground. John, can you think of one?
No, I don't know. I don't really have influences.
You're an influencer.
Yeah, I'm under the influence.
No, you can't do that live on the air.
No, I didn't do it live. It was earlier. I'm just kidding. I didn't do it at all. It was just a joke. It was a play on words. If you, don't take what
we're
I said out of context.
Just make it sure. You know, it's a family show.
And I don't know if I want to be at the Thanksgiving dinner on this family.
You're having stuffing.
You're having stuffing. And I'm not letting you put butter on it. Yeah, I think that would be good. I think a nice, awkward family experience is really what we need right now.
So you guys, are you guys against doing live shows? Or like you weren't hyping any shows?
No.
Well, we're not playing any shows.
We don't have anything coming up. We just played a fun little Saturday night at the Plow and Stars that we had a blast with some friends.
Yeah, that's a good place.
Yeah, our buddy Dave came up with his group, Pleasure Island from New York, and they came up with the old pals, used to run a fun little dance night that we can't say the name of live on the air, and played in some fun bands up here, and knows Richard from back in his UMass days, and so it was good to connect some old buddies and play some nice tunes, but we don't have anything lined up for the fall. So, we're kind of looking around, seeing what the next move is, and about to go put some of these things down in the studio.
Yeah, a lot of what these bookers like now is they like if a band will come to them and say, we got a show, we've got three, four bands. So, talk to bands.
I think that's the hard part is like I'm old, and I only know other old people, and old people don't tend to be in bands. And so I have like these groups of friends that are old, but they're in bands that have been around for a long time. Like, we don't really want to play a show with you guys. And then like I don't really know anyone. So I've been like, we're trying to meet people, but it's tough, like getting out there and mixing it up after a little bit of a hiatus. I think everyone's kind of feeling that with the whole post pandemic nonsense kind of thing. It's like trying to reemerge. But yeah, we love playing shows. We like the live experience a ton.
Yeah, so what you could do is you could like creep on young bands.
Yeah, we're always creeping on people. Yeah,
go to their shows and then say, hey, if you guys need another band for one of your shows. And then, the younger people, they know everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
Like there's a young guy, his name's Dave. He knows every Dave in Boston.
He knows every Dave in Boston. Yeah. I love a good Dave.
And the other one, like the Sullies, they all know each other.
Yeah, that's true. Every Brian, Kevin, and Michael, they actually have a secret
and every,
bond.
Every Maddie knows all the
every
other
Maddie. Yeah. They don't know anyone that goes by Matt or Matthew, but if they're a casual Maddie, there's almost like a bat signal for those guys around
well,
here.
Well, yeah, because they're all of them. If you start calling them Matthew, then they get ready to fight you, and they got some other Maddies that, that's how they bond.
My brother was a Matt or a Matthew growing up, and then he tried to transition to Maddie, like as part of like the high school to college. He's like, oh, I'm gonna go by Maddie now.
Wouldn't you have to like move to a different city?
Yeah, you gotta
that?
Move.
Just all new friends, new city,
and just different hairstyle, different eye color.
Maddie, if you're listening to this, but you're listening to your big brother right now, he really just did you dirty because there's not a lot of respect for a self-imposed nickname. Especially one that's like boyish, that like you're like transitioning into adulthood and you've actually made yourself younger. Let me add an IE. Like, what are you trying to do? But
we did actually have an interesting experience where we had a cool lineup of young bands booked for a show, and the dike started to break and just the whole thing crumbled until we went from four bands on the bill. For a Thursday night show, right?
Yeah.
On Monday, we had four bands on the bill. By Thursday night, we were the only band there.
Nobody was playing.
And you know what?
We kept telling people, like, guys, like, we have, like, a lot of friends. Like, people, we haven't played in a long time. People are really excited to come out. We're going to fill this place. It's going to be a blast. And then, like, as the other bands went, they got skittish and skittish. We're like, hey, don't worry about it. Like, we don't need these other bands. We got a little bit of a jar. We have a lot of friends. Like, we have a lot of fun. Stick on the bill. And they're like, I don't know. Like, and I was like, what are you going to do tonight anyway? You were planning on playing a show this morning. Like, come on out. Play, just come and play. And, like, lo and behold, we get there. And everyone's gone. We kind of break the news to the club. And they're, like, looking at us a little side-eyed.
But they were cool about it. We were cool. A little nervous, but they were cool
sound
about
guy,
it.
Sound guy looked a little inconvenienced.
So the club, they're probably like, there never were these other bands. You just made it. You just made
no,
it
there was an email chain. Like, yeah. They were apprised of it. Like, unless I made up three very bizarre bands to be on a bill with us.
Well, I think you could just go, you can just log in the ChatGPT and have them just make up three other bands.
That's cheating. I'm still I'm still an adolescent in my heart. Like, I have a whole notebook full of potential band names I could
actually
draw
the
from.
Kids now, they're all anti-AI. They're like, oh, they're furious about AI. Like,
what are they so mad about? You seem to have, like, an inside beat on what the kids are doing these days.
He lives on campus.
Well, we have the kids.
Are you on campus housing?
The kids come in and, you know, they play on our show.
Yeah.
And they send us all their music.
So you know, you've got the inside track.
Yeah.
And they're very anti-AI. They're not into it.
Yeah, they're against it.
That's kind of refreshing to me. I don't know this.
I didn't know either until
I thought
just
they were all. The news is telling me they're all about it. If I listen, you know, you listen to the. Everyone's going to think, like, wait, these guys sounded kind of cool. And then, like, by the end of the interview, like, I think that band was like 62 years old.
All those tech bros that rent those studio apartments for $5,000 a month.
Yeah.
They love AI, but they're not in bands. You can't afford to be in a band if you're paying $5,000 a month for, like, rent.
I don't know, man. I think you can afford to be in three bands if you can swing that for your rent. But yeah.
Yeah, but they're spending all their money on rent and food.
I guess. Yeah, man. Maybe
their whole life. Cause
maybe
they're
playing
their
in the luxury rec room of the Benjamin apartment building in the Seaport. We don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, AI. I thought everyone was into it. I'm not. I'm a little bit freaked out by it, the whole thing. But
I think people liked it maybe 20 years ago.
Yeah, before it was here.
Yeah.
They liked the idea of it before it was real. Like, much like an unplanned child. Like, it seems like it's going to really bring this together, maybe even fix the relationship, but it's just a bad move.
I've known some people that were unplanned children. They seem pretty miserable on average. People.
Yeah, definitely.
Like,
I mean,
their family's like, what's this?
What's this? Who are you?
Why are you on the couch?
Why are you here? Like we didn't. No one gave birth. Like, no one was ever pregnant. You're six. Like, how did you get in the house? Why are you eating our food? Like, it's just like an unplanned visit from a strange orphan. That would be wild. I could see that your friends having some interesting experiences like that. That's actually who you're referring to when you say the kids that come in here that don't like AI. They're like this whole band of orphans that are like really anti-tech. Nice. Sounds like a band that me could potentially play with in the future.
Well,
yeah.
Didn't it end up that we brought, there was like 60 people there?
Yeah, we filled it.
60
it was awesome.
People, that's a lot.
Yeah, well, that's the thing was, the venue was cool about it. We were cool about it. It was one of my favorite shows I've ever played.
Yeah.
Because we packed the room with our friends. We, in my opinion, played a very nice set.
Yep. Yeah.
And then hung out with all our friends and didn't have to shout over some other band. I was psyched to check out three or four other bands and hear their music, but I was more psyched to basically have a private party in this bar where
we got paid.
I got to do my favorite thing with all my favorite people.
So that was my first show with the band, and as like the text chain comes in, it was like, oh, this band bailed, and then this band bailed. I was like starting to wonder, is this show real?
Is this show real? Yeah, Eric doesn't even know us. Yeah. He was an unplanned child, so he came into the living room one day just eating from our cereal boxes, and we're like, oh, well, I guess he lives here now, and lo and behold, we've got him. But yeah, that was could have been a strange one. But that's it. Like, I don't know. We like having fun. We like partying. I think that we're a great band to play with.
There's more shows in the future.
More shows in the future, soon to come. So.
So you guys are all set if you play one of those shows where, like, a lot of bands when they're starting out, they're like, they're just focus on their band. So they'll play a show, and they're and so when the other band's playing, the band that's playing before them, then they load in during that the band set, and just like moving through the crowd, loading in.
No, that's not us.
We've been playing then long the enough band plays. To know that you load in beforehand and you
and then
you pay respects.
And then the band after them, they load out quick and they put everything in there and they just leave. And
oh,
they leave
man.
Like one guy, like the most awkward guy
to collect the money at
to
the
collect
end.
The money. The yeah.
For the gas money that they already used because they're halfway home. Yeah, we're not those guys.
Yeah, so for like one of those shows, if you're the last band, then it's you and your friends.
Yeah.
Because those other bands, they don't know yet that, oh, if you're going to play a show, you should listen to the other bands, talk to them.
We're probably
you
the might band make that's friends. More likely to backline for the rest of the bands, too. So, I mean, it's like we
oh,
but no. We also, if we play last, our friends aren't going to stick around. That's the other thing. So we like to tuck in a little bit earlier sometimes. Yeah,
but we're around, and like if people are good, and like our friends are here, so long as they ain't there to relieve a babysitter or something like that, like we hang out with some cool people that are fun and interesting and play in bands or have played in bands or used to dance with us and get silly on Fridays and Saturday nights in town and. Those people come out, and we have a lot of friends that are like we joke about being old. We have a lot of friends that still rip, and like they come out too. It's a good time. So, yeah, but like I like listening to music. If I didn't like doing it, I don't have to do this. Like this is a blast, and I love meeting people, meeting strangers, reconnecting with old friends and stuff. It's the best. This is a reason to come together. That's what we do it. You know.
So you guys mentioned like backlining for other bands. There's a lot of bands, even that have been around, that are like. Oh no, somebody started a gear sharing thread. Oh.
Yeah.
Because some of these people, they have fancy equipment.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't bother us. Like, we don't have anything
fancy. Or like their drummer's ambidextrous. Like, he's got hi-hats on both sides or something.
Yeah, I don't
Three
know.
Three kick drums.
That's on us, man.
Keep it pretty simple.
We keep it pretty simple. We're easy. We are easy going. We just want to have fun and have a good time. We're not really trying to mess anything up. If someone says, hey, I have like a very special thing and I don't want you playing it, we're not asking to play people's stuff. We're happy to do whatever we need to do. But we're not one of those guys.
That would be just like, you can use my kit, except the cowbell. No, don't touch the cowbell.
No, that's gold for you.
And I would just stuff some like, some underwear in the cowbell to make it sound like crap if they tried to use it.
Ooh, yeah, look at the alarm.
I don't want to
hit it. The alarm goes off in the set.
Don't tarnish my cowbell.
Oh, that's oh yeah! You'll electrify the cowbell. Shock cowbell.
Tempted by the cowbell.
Yeah, I think that would be a good move for you because that is a good cowbell. You don't want anyone else banging around that thing. You need to keep that thing intact.
Yeah, yeah. Because if you lose your drum key, everybody's got a drum key.
Yeah.
And if you're a decent guy, they'll let you use the drum key,
Yeah.
Like if you're like, oh, can I use your drum key? And they're like, no. Then you're a little bit too edgy.
Yeah. We're not precious. We're not a precious people. Maybe in our personal lives.
What's the like piece of drum equipment that you would never share? Does one exist?
I'd have to really trust you to let you hit my snare drum. There's not really a lot of snare drum sharing going on, although I played the one in the studio tonight. That was nice. But I'm a same thing. Like, I'm actually very accommodating. I'm happy to do favors for people. I'm happy to backline because I like playing my own kit.
You loaned me a tambourine.
I did, yeah. I like to share. I like to share.
Yeah, I think a lot of people, they'll backline, but then they'll want people to bring their cymbals.
It's pretty classic.
That's pretty reasonable. Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty classic to throw your own cymbals and your own snare on the kit, and I generally prefer to do that. It was interesting, tonight I chose not to play my own snare because I thought that the snare that was on the kit sounded very nice when I kind of tried it out during the warm-ups. In hindsight, I might have switched it out because I didn't know the nuance of it. It had a little tinniness sort of near the bottom rim, and I found myself picking up on that tinny sound during the set and reminding myself to bring it back to the center.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were out there listening, you were that person I was talking to in the car, and you heard a little tinniness, go to the contact page at fifth.business. We want to hear from you. Let us know if you heard a little tinniness in the snare at various points throughout the set. We appreciate feedback.
Sometimes I like to do that on purpose, where like you want to maybe do a couple of tinny notes.
Yeah.
And then you hit on the edge. Like almost nobody does that, but you know.
Yeah, I like that sound too in certain contexts.
Are you bringing back the early '90s piccolo snare?
A piccolo snare has a time and place, sure.
And it should be back in the early '90s.
Like in Prodigy.
stay there. Yeah.
But you know, it can be used for effect. It's, you know, the thing that's so beautiful about music, about any instrument you're playing, is that there's just this spectrum. There's so much nuance, and you can milk as much of that out as you want, or as you desire, or as just kind of happens over the course of not just the musicality of it, but also the athleticism of it. So there's if I'm thinking a lot about the ride, I might get a little lazy with that left hand and get that tinny rim. And then maybe I'm like, ooh, I like that. Maybe, ooh, I don't. But let me change what's going on with my left hand now. Let me focus back. And it's all about sort of trying and not trying at the same time infinitely.
I can say definitively, Andy's sound is often referred to in shorthand as the tinny rim. And I think that his tinny rim is one of the ones that really just defines the band. There's a couple of breakdowns where it's just, whew, tinny.
It's a little Rinny Tin Tinny.
Some tinny flams.
It's Rinny Tin Tin. It's rooty, tootin', fresh and fruitin'.
But you got to be careful if it's a tin foil rim.
Oh, man. Yeah, then you got to be very gentle.
Yeah, because then you got to have the propeller head hat to match that. And then people just don't understand.
I think
you're a weirdo.
Thing about tinfoil is now whenever I open it, I have like PTSD about the times that I accidentally ripped it with the grilling spatula if I was grilling fish. So like it's like I open it and it's just like all of my mistakes as a grill master are unfurled before me as I try to wrap up my sandwich. It's like actually kind of disturbing if you think about it.
Was that just another poem? Because that sounded like a poem.
No, it's just a bit of an observation, but I have a little bit of interesting way of speaking, I guess. I'm having a fun. I wish you can interview me more often. I'm having a good time.
We like to have people come in just do interviews. You don't have to play live. You can come in just do an interview.
All right, maybe next time if we could get one of these elusive shows that you were talking about, maybe we'll come in and talk a little bit more.
We can talk
about it. Yeah,
help people hype their shows.
This is free form radio.
This is the freest form. I love it.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to flip this up since it's so free. I'm going to start asking you questions.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. I asked this of Joel recently.
Six. No, eight.
All right, never mind. You got it. You're the good.
It was a trivia question?
Yeah.
All right, thanks. Fifth Business.
That was a good interview.
Live on WMFO. And we're going to hear some... We're going to go here next.
You didn't get to ask me.
I'm going
to
hear some Bloomerang. Bloomerang.
Bloomerang.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. It's virtual.